The fish embroidered on the body of a doll called Manhal is meant to depict a little girl's fear of marine life. Although her family dreams of traveling, she is terrified of drowning at sea and being eaten by the fish, according to Amina, a 56-year-old Syrian refugee who's one of the 80 embroiderers in a project named the Anna Collection. Anna means I am in Arabic. The project uses art to expose the hidden pain of Syrians who remain inside a country ravaged by war. Amina tells the story of another doll that she stitched together by hand.
I embroidered this doll. Her name is Salma. When her son was asked what his dream was, he said his dream is to go back home and get married. Fadi. His name is Fadi.
The creators of the project, Marianne and Melina Mosali, collect the stories of ordinary Syrians with the help of a relative who remains in Syria. These tales, in turn, become sketches and are embroidered into cotton dolls by refugees in the Shatila camp. The stories that inspired the Anna collection are written down on a small card that is later attached to each figure. The dolls are named after the person whose story is told, Marianne Mosali explains. The proceeds are split between those in Syria who shared their personal tales, the women embroiderers in Lebanon, and production costs. Here's Marianne Mosali.
People are very interested in the stories of the dolls. They know if they buy Salma the doll, they will be helping Salma, the refugee, and that the money they pay will go to this refugee. People are amazed by this idea.
UNHCR's public information officer in Lebanon, Dennis Lehman, says the project brings more than economic benefits to the Syrian refugees in the Shatila camp.
In addition to the economic benefit, it also helps women feel that they're being useful to their families. It helps them create linkages in their own communities and make friends. And it helps them also open up to other communities, like, for example, in the instance of the Shatila camp, so the Palestinian community there, and also the Lebanese. It really opens their horizons and gives them a sense of, you know, purpose, and which they didn't have prior to this initiative.
Each doll costs between $25 and $65, depending on its size. More than 1,500 dolls have been sold, and through them, 48 stories have been shared since the project was launched. For now, there are two collections available, namely From Inside Aleppo and the Holiday Collection, in which children from Aleppo express their wishes for Christmas. A third collection, called Stories from the Bekaa, is in the works. It's inspired by stories and dreams from refugees living in the Bekaa Valley in eastern Lebanon. The country is host to more than 1 million Syrian refugees, the UN estimates. UNHCR provides services to Syrian refugees in the Shatila camp, who are registered with the agency and are eligible to its assistance programs. Michelle Alves de Lima, United Nations.